Let's turn to number 88 in our white book. Number 88. Thank the Lord for watching over us, and let's trust that he'll continue to do so. Praise God. I can congratulate Anne as the only staff member that was 15 minutes early tonight, in spite of the tornado warning. That's devotion. Okay. Number 88. To us? That's a good question. How important is the will of God to you? We encourage our young people to pray, God, get your will done in my life. And all of us need to pray that. You don't want to miss God's will. God has a purpose to fulfill in your life. And you can choose your own will, your own purpose. But oh, what a tragedy that would be when we get to the end of our life and we see that we missed what God had in mind for us along any line. But we don't have to. That's the good news. That Jesus is able to fulfill perfectly his will in those that love his will more than anything else. I remember reading of David, a man after God's own heart. And Philip Keller said, that means David loved the will of God more than anything else. And we see that in David's life. When he failed, when he chose his own will, he repented. And then he said, Lord, with whatever time I have left, I want your perfect will still. I want you to get your perfect will done in me. And that was always his attitude. And he never stopped seeking God, and he never stopped seeking the will of God. In spite of his mistakes and shortcomings, he never settled for second best. And we ought not to either. I don't know what mistakes you've made in your life. I don't know where you've gotten off track at times. But God calls us to come into the sweet will of God, as we've been singing about tonight. God is always wanting to bring us into his will, to fulfill his purpose in every area of our life. And he doesn't force that on us. But to those to whom the will of God is precious, God will do wonders to bring his will about in their life. And so, young people, pray for God's will in your life. You may have thoughts about careers. You may have thoughts about relationships. You may have thoughts about all these things that make up our life. But behind it all ought to be a real cry, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. I can't afford to miss the will of God. And I don't have to, and I won't. Jesus, I believe that you will bring it to pass in my life. And we bathe everything with that prayer. Praise God. And so that's why this song is so precious to us, because it expresses such a precious desire, something so vital. Sweet will of God, draw me closer. I want to come into the center of God's will. I want every area of my life, every portion of my being to be brought into the perfect will of God. Praise God. And let's just pray that right now. Dear Lord, we thank you that you have a purpose. You brought us into this world with a very definite purpose in mind. And that purpose is fulfilled in Christ. It has to do with our relationship with Jesus, first of all. And the closer we draw to you, and the more we give ourselves to you, Lord, the more perfectly your will is fulfilled in us and all the details of our life. Lord Jesus, we don't even have to understand everything about your will. You understand, and you know how to fulfill it. And we're trusting you to bring it about, Lord, to close doors that you want closed, that perhaps we would go through if we were left to ourselves and our own understanding. Open doors that you want to open for us that we would have never considered, perhaps. But then you present these opportunities, and we recognize that God is leading us. Lord Jesus, you see our emotions and how they can deceive us at times. You can see how what we want, we can convince ourselves sometimes that's what God wants. Lord, we just recognize that our hearts are deceitful, that we're easily fooled. But Jesus, we're not looking to ourselves. We're not depending on ourselves. We're looking to you, Jesus. And Lord, we're trusting you to lead us and guide us and watch over us and fulfill in us. And so, Lord, tonight as we worship you and draw near to you, Lord, we pray that you'll bring those areas of our life that are outside of your perfect will. We pray that you'll bring them into the center more perfectly, Lord. Jesus, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's sing that last verse.
Shut in with thee, O Lord, forever. My wayward feet no more to roam. What power from thee my soul can say?
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, you're wonderful. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Want is in Jesus.
King Cullen, 37 years ago, and I knew a girl from school who professed to be a Christian, and she used to gather with some of the Christians at homeroom, before homeroom, they'd pray together, and one day I was talking to her in the supermarket, I remember this somewhat vividly, and asked her how things were going, and she said, well, she's not into Jesus anymore, and I was surprised, and I said, why not? She said, well, I have to find myself. So she wanted to take a break from whatever. And I remember at that time thinking, find yourself. Our life is hid with Christ in God. If you want to find yourself, you have to find yourself in Jesus. That's where you find your true identity and your purpose. It's in Christ. It's in your relationship with Him. I wish I had these thoughts. They weren't so well formulated in my mind at the time, so she didn't benefit by my great wisdom. But you can tonight. That's where you find all things in Jesus, I find. You want to find yourself, your life, your purpose. It's all in Christ. It's all about Him. Praise God. And I just thought of that tonight in connection with some of the things we've already been considering. Praise God. We're going to sing Jesus Like a Savior, Savior Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. But let's pray for the camp tonight, that God will bless our young people and watch over every inch of this, His camp. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Brother Dale, will you pray with us, please, for the camp tonight and the children? Hallelujah.
Jesus, we thank you once again for this place. That this was not the work of man, it was your work.
Yes.
And we thank you that you're able to manage and control and to watch over and bless your own work. Why, it's your own kingdom, it's your own body.
Yeah.
It's your own plan, your own desire, Lord. We thank you that sometimes when we think of Christ's death and his blood poured out, that we see such a lack of love paid back to you, such a lack of desire for you. But Lord, there's that promise in the scripture, a promise to Jesus that you will look on the travail of your soul and be satisfied.
Yes,
there must
Lord.
Be people to love you. There must be people to turn toward you.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we ask you to open heaven above this camp tonight and
yes,
to shine
Lord.
Down with your
yes,
glory,
Lord.
With your power. With
Hallelujah.
Your mercy, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, here are flakes of dust floating through the universe, just short lives, Lord. Can you touch our hearts? Can you touch our hearts here in this camp tonight and make us love you the way you ought to be loved.
Yes, Lord.
To worship you the way you ought to be worshipped, Lord. That we would live lives, that we would come together, that we would love one another in the way that you would want us to do that, Lord. Lord, here is a night. Here is just a simple night. Meetings here in Washrock and in the cottage and in the village, Lord. And what a waste of time they will be unless you come and fill it with your Holy Spirit. Fill it with your word.
Yes, Lord.
Fill it with your power and grace,
praise
Lord.
God.
And of course, we know you'll protect the camp from the storms as you have all these years. We thank you for that, Lord. So gracious.
Thank you.
But Lord, be gracious on the inside now also. Don't just be gracious on the outside.
Amen.
To protect from sickness and from damage, Lord. What about our hearts? Isn't there wreckage there? Aren't there storms there moving through our emotions and moving through our lives and things that would destroy our homes, destroy our families, destroy our Christian witness? Lord, those are the storms that we're in danger of.
Yes,
and we thank you, dear Jesus, that you have a balm for us, that you have an answer for these things. Why, it's the blood of Jesus. Now let that blood be applied to every heart here, Lord. Jesus, we call for you. We
yes,
appeal
Lord.
To you.
Amen.
We apply to you.
Hallelujah.
Come, Savior.
Come, Jesus.
Come, Savior.
Come,
Savior. And fill us with your Holy Spirit, with your
yes.
life.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. 369. Let's see what the Lord has for us tonight. We want the Holy Spirit to take this meeting in any direction He chooses, but He needs vessels that will trust Him and yield to Him. So let's just offer ourselves to the Lord tonight and then listen for His voice. Praise God.
Thank you.
wonderful shepherd, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
I'm thankful that the Lord is a faithful shepherd, and I've proved it more and more, over and over, that he leads us, he guides us. When I was younger, that was my biggest problems was knowing the will of God. I heard about it all my life, will of God. What is the will of God? God has something planned for you. And I got in such a bind over it. It reminds me of the Christian Secret of a Happy Life, where the author is a woman, and she tells how she also used to be bothered by that. And she got into such a bind, it was like, Lord, do you want me to put my left stocking on first or my right stocking on first? And she got in such a bind because she was sincere. She wanted the will of God. But it's something that the Lord leads us into very naturally. Yes. And it begins, as Brother Kenny said, with a relationship where we really love Jesus and want to please him. Of course, the will of God is mainly revealed to us through his word. That is the first thing. And I don't mean by opening your Bible and pointing to a verse and having the Lord speak to you. I don't mean by reading each verse and saying, is that it? Is that it? But simply reading the Bible as you do in morning devotions in a steady way, and then God will suddenly make a verse very, very real to you. And then, of course, his Holy Spirit is the second thing. That God uses his word, and then his Holy Spirit will show you. Of course, then there are wise people around you, your minister perhaps, who might give you advice, or your parents who might say, if you suddenly feel that you should go to the University of Hawaii to study surfboarding, or to be a mermaid, you know. There's something wrong with that. So sometimes parental advice can be very good. But even that, I was so sincere when I was a young person, and I read the word, and I listened to my ministers that I respected, and to my parents. And even that, I get so twisted inside as I prayed. And so finally I said, Lord, I said, you know I want to please you. So you open a door, and you close a door. And that works for me. I don't, of course, I pray about big decisions, and I read the word, and I sense what the Holy Spirit might want, and I take advice. But if a door slams in my face, so to speak, I know that wasn't it. That wasn't the way. And so I'm thankful that the Lord teaches us and leads us. And you young people, God will lead you. He'll see your heart. He'll see you want to please him, and he'll show you his way. Just by, as I said, his word, advice, the Holy Spirit, and then he'll shut doors and open doors, make a way, and suddenly everything will be like, oh, that's right, it feels good. And it goes with the word of God. So I pray for our young people that they will continue to desire the will of God, first of all. You don't want to go your own way, but you want to please the Lord. He will be faithful. He will be a faithful shepherd, will lead you step by step. Mm-hmm. Just put your hand in his. Amen. Praise God.
Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me. See you.
some very simple and wonderful principles in the Word of God that helps us along these lines. How about seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, and those are just representative of other concerns that we naturally have. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek to let Jesus reign in your life and be king above everything else. And God will take care of all these matters. Praise God. We need to pray, Lord, teach me how to seek first your kingdom. Show me how to do that in my life, in my home, in my situation.
Fire up the mountain, give me fellowship with thee.
It's in our white book, and we have to sing all our songs out of the book while we have light, right?
Yes.
So, praise God. What is that, please?
15.
Number 15. Thank you. Praise God. Number 15. Lead me higher up that mountain.